Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding, Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. I'm straying again this week from my regular series as I've been talking about the 23rd Psalm, again, because something happened this week. And I know I've been accused of sometimes my messages being a little self-serving. Like sometimes I'm talking to myself, which you know, I'll admit, sometimes I talk to myself. And this is one of those times. A wise old preacher once told me that the best sermons he ever gave were the ones that he gave to himself. And let's face facts, there's some preachers who need to be preached at, right? Well, this is one of those times, and I'm one of those preachers. So I'm going to be preaching this message to myself, and hopefully you all will get something out of it as well. But again, this is a sermon for me. My text comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We all know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Now, this not only applies to preachers, but I think we've all been called according to his purpose. And God has the best in mind for each of us. And we need to remember that, whatever our circumstances are. And this is a particular passage of scripture that I know my family and I have decided over the past few days that we really need to take this to heart. And although I'm not a big advocate of memorizing scripture, I need to memorize this. And it's something that I need to, you know, take these words and be able to remember them specifically and call them up, not only in my head, but in my heart. Because this applies to me right now. Thursday afternoon, I lost my job, my day job at the bank. I got called into the boss's office and was told that I had 10 minutes to clean out my desk. That's not an easy thing to deal with. I'm 47 years old. I have a family to take care of. And I don't think I really have any marketable skills. About halfway home, I started to shake. There's stress involved. They say that's one of the biggest stressors in life is losing your job, and I believe it. Of course, it's also a big stress starting a new job, and I have that to look forward to as well. But I know that God is watching out for me, and he has something for me. My wife is smarter than I am, and I'm sure many of you gentlemen here might say the same thing. She's been telling me for a long time that I need to look for a new job. Well, here's my chance. I have lots of time to look for a new job now. In fact, I need to hurry up rather than take my time as I have been doing. But God is taking care of us. You know, I certainly don't expect it to rain money like manna from heaven. I'm expecting God to give me an opportunity to work. And I'm hoping that whatever that position may be in, it will be something in which I can serve him. It's my desire to be called to his purpose. I'm really hoping for a full-time ministerial position somewhere. Yesterday, I was told about a church that's looking for a new pastor. I will be getting in touch with them as soon as I have more of the particulars about what that church is. This morning, I was informed of the fact that the VA in Butler County is looking for a chaplain. I plan on getting an application to them, my resume to them tomorrow. The prison where I've been doing some volunteer work needs a new chaplain, and they will be getting my resume very soon as well. God opens these doors for us. I've spoken of this before. He prepares us for what we need to do. He prepares us for what he wants us to do. I guess as we've been talking through the 23rd Psalm about the fact that we're sheep, sometimes he leads us in the paths that we're not ready to go in. Unemployment's one of those paths I'm just wasn't ready for. But it opens up for me opportunities to spend more time looking for something new. Robin told me last night that since I got over the initial shock, I seem a lot calmer and more relaxed than I have in a long time. And maybe that's good. I do suffer from depression and anxiety disorder. In fact, I take medication for depression and anxiety. A lot of people do. But she says, I don't seem so anxious because I know that God's watching out for me. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Not some things, all things, for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God gives us good things, whether we understand them as good things or not. And let's face it, sometimes the things God hands us, we don't necessarily think are that good, at least at the time. Perhaps we can look back at them later in our lives and see that, yeah, maybe that was a good thing. But it's important for us to remember, it's important for us to take those things and accept them as good things. You know, maybe the things that we're handed aren't good, but good will come from them. We're blessed people. You know, if God never blesses me again, I can very honestly say I've been blessed. I've been blessed in my life more than I've needed. And if God never blesses me again, that's fine. But he will continue to. I know that. Fact is, I need to be continually blessed. I can't make it on my own. I feel it is an honor and a privilege for me to speak his word, to have the opportunity every Sunday to come to this place and to lead worship here. It's truly an honor for me. I'm so happy to do this. I know every week I stand there at the door and somebody thanks me for coming, and thank you for coming. It's an honor for me to be here, to speak God's word before you. It's a blessing for me to be here, to know what's coming. I in terms of what I have ahead of me, you know, I don't know the details. None of us knows the details specifically of what's in front of us. You know, we can't see into the future, but we do know that what's ahead is good. We may, again, back to our 23rd Psalm, we may go through the valley of the shadow of death, but we're just passing through. We're going to come out the other side, and it'll be good. He's taking us to green pastures. He's taking us to still waters. And sometimes we need to be reminded. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. One of the many blessings that we have right now, Robin and Ruby and I, is the opportunity to live our lives this way. Things are about to get simpler in many respects. It was kind of funny the other day as I was filling out the paperwork for unemployment. I'm sitting there looking at it and trying to fill these forms out and trying to come up with answers to some of the questions they're asking me. And I'm thinking, why is my life so complicated? I think the fact that I'm a pastor made there be like two extra pages to fill out, because the government can't do anything without its forms. Our life is going to become simpler. And even though it doesn't look good for us right now, be assured that it is. We covered your prayers. Don't get me wrong there. Please pray for us. A lot, yeah. But we're going to be remembering that what's ahead of us is good. And we're going to live our lives showing that, because that's important for us. As Christians, I often say this, and I think I really need to stress this, because we need to remember it. As often as I've said it, it's something I need to be reminded of too, myself, is that as Christians, as followers of Christ, we need to demonstrate the fact that we're following. People need to be able to see that in us. I mean, maybe not us specifically shouting out, look at me, I'm a Christian, but the way we live our lives, people need to be able to look at us and see something in us that's different. People need to be able to look at us and see that something special that maybe they don't have in their lives. And hopefully it'll be something that they want. Hopefully it will be something that speaks to them. Hopefully it will be something that they want. I know in the prison ministry, one of the weekend retreats we were leading, there was a young man in the prison who had very recently come to Christ, and he had come, was participating in our retreat. And his cellmate was not a Christian. He was not a believer. But he came the first day. They come on a Thursday, and we spend time, you know, just kind of getting to know each other in the group. And we have a couple little talks about, you know, what to expect for the weekend. And at the end of the day, he went back to his cell, and his cellie was already, you know, in bed. And he's like, oh, I got to tell you about this day we had. I met these guys and we talked about Jesus, and I got all this to look forward to over the weekend. And his cellie said, I don't care. Just keep it to yourself. I don't care. Well, that's Thursday. Friday comes along, and Friday, you know, we're doing all these talks, and we spend the day talking about Jesus, and we're singing hymns and praise songs, and you know, we're doing all these great things. He got back to his cell at the end of the day, and he said to his cellie, you know, I got to tell you about this day. You know, we're singing songs and talking about Jesus and praising and praying together, and we're doing all these things. And his cellie said, I don't want to hear it. I don't care. Saturday comes along, and Saturday's a big day. We've got this big service of forgiveness, and more singing and more talking and more praising and all this forgiveness. It's a very emotional service at the end of the day that we end with this very emotional forgiveness service. And he gets back to his cell at the end of the day, and he's like talking to his cellie about, you know, singing and praising and all the forgiveness that Jesus offers and everything like that. And he's just so excited. And his cellie's just, I don't care. Shut up about Jesus already. In the middle of the night, this young man who was coming to our weekend woke up because he heard crying. It was his cellie. He got up and said to him, what's the matter? And his cellie said to him, I want what you have. Tell me about Jesus. And that night he led him to the Lord, and they prayed the sinner's prayer together. He could see the change. He saw something that he wanted. We need to live our lives like that. And the question is, are we? Do people see in us that thing that they want? Do people see, as we are walking through our lives, as we are walking through our day, as we are spending our time, are they seeing something that they want? I've lost my place. Are they going to see in us what they're looking for? I was with some friends down in the Strip District a few years ago. Some friends decided, well, you know, it's a Saturday night. It's kind of hot out. It was in the summertime. And I got a call I heard from some friends. He said, you know what, we're gonna meet down in the Strip District at midnight. Got some guys with guitars. We're going to stand on a street corner. Going to play some songs. And we're going to hand out bottles of water to people. Going to have a big urn of coffee. We're going to have coffee for people if they want a cup of coffee. You know, people coming out of the nightclubs. And I remember this fella stopping me and, you know, what are you doing? And I said, you want a drink of water? Yeah, sure. Handed him a bottle of water, and he tried to give me some money. I said, I don't want any money. He's like, well, what do you want? Nothing. Here's some water. He's, what's the catch? I said, there's no catch. And we just kind of were chatting for a minute, and I found out that this young man had a hole in himself. He was pretty drunk. But he had this hole inside of himself that he said that for years he's been trying to fill this hole up. He tries to fill it with alcohol. He's tried to fill it with drugs. He's tried to fill it with sex. He's just trying to fill this hole up inside of himself, and nothing seems to fill it. Many people have this hole inside themselves that they're trying to fill. You see, I knew something that he didn't, and I was able to share with him the fact that that hole inside of himself is shaped exactly like God. I had the opportunity to share this with him. And he said, you know, I've been thinking about going back to church. I said, well, you got a chance to do that tomorrow morning. Go home, get some rest. Get up early. Go to church. Fill that hole up. He said, how did you know I had that hole in me? I said, everybody's got that hole. Some of us just know how to fill it. So when you're walking along in your life, do people see that the hole is filled? That you have that something that you can share? See, the beautiful thing about God being so infinitely big and being so everywhere is the fact that you can give him away to everybody, and you've still got enough left. There's plenty of God to go around. We can't keep him a secret. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Amen.
Oh Lord, who can live in your sanctuary? Oh Lord, who can walk on your This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And our good and final word for today, I think, is good, because there are good things coming for all of us as long as we love Him and we listen to that call. You know, as I said, good things have already started happening for us that would not have happened if I was still working at the bank today. In fact, Robin, as she was looking for a job for me, thinks she found a better one for herself, too. We're blessed. I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me. Do want you to pray for me. Do want you to pray for us. Don't feel sorry for us. Don't feel bad for us. But pray for us. And give thanks to God for the good things in your life. And we will share the good things with you in our lives. And we can all praise God together. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place showing who you are. Showing that God inside of you. That God is inside of you. Showing the world what they want. Whether they know they want it or not, and be blessed. Amen.